If you're standing here in front of the gates to the Kennedy Memorial, you're actually standing only a few centimetres away from American soil. When you walk through the gates, you are on land that was given to the American people by the Queen for a memorial for John F. Kennedy. Jamie, this memorial has been designed specifically to have a very special atmosphere. Could you describe what it's meant to be doing and how it does it?
It was designed by Jeffrey Jellicoe. And Jellicoe is considered probably one of the preeminent 20th century British landscape architects. He wanted it to be looking like a traditional piece of English countryside. But particularly at the bottom here, part of the design is influenced by the Pilgrim's Progress. And we're starting out at the bottom here with the granite sets that are very, very solid, chunky material to work with. And they're supposed to be massing pilgrims that are making their way up towards the stone that you will find at the top. So you're walking through a wild piece of woodland that's dark, dappled, shaded, and it's supposed to represent the journey of life that is complicated for all of us.
There are 50 steps leading up to the memorial, 50 steps for the then 50 states of America. As you reach the top, the path gets easier, and you are encouraged to stand and contemplate the life and death of JF Kennedy.